Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. But hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Here we go! Welcome to the USA Radio Network. Raw and Unfiltered is the name of the show. And your host is Wayne Allen Root. It is Friday, the second day of December 2022. My name is Lee Elsie. Find out more about me, leeelsie.com, or email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. On Fridays, Wayne is, in fact, running around like a madman, so I get the first 60 minutes. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing buttons, making it all go, as he does each and every day. I had an interesting conversation yesterday with former congressman and former CIA agent. He's a regular on my morning show. His name is Rob Simmons. You can look him up. Again, he was a colonel, he was a Vietnam veteran, all of it. He's got all the bells, all the whistles, all the badges, all the honors. And he comes on, like I said, for 90 minutes once a week with me on Thursdays. And we got to talking about Nancy Pelosi. He is not a fan of Nancy Pelosi when he was in Congress. They butted heads often, and he's glad to see her being put out to pasture. But what was interesting about our conversation yesterday, now I've heard Wayne talk about this. He actually mentioned it to the president. He was an advocate that the president should do everything within his power to become the Speaker of the House. And I thought about that. And if he were to run for Congress, that would have made sense to me. At least that's what I originally thought it would have made sense to me. But then when he decided not to run for Congress, it became a little bit more murky and whether or not he could pull off being the Speaker of the House. Again, probably is improbable. But again, with my conversation yesterday with the former congressman, he had some very interesting facts, things that I did not know. And maybe you don't know these either, so I want to share them with you. The office of Speaker of the House of Representatives was established in 1789 by Article 1, Section 2 of the United States Constitution. The Speaker is the political and parliamentary leader of the House and is simultaneously its presiding officer, de facto leader of the body's majority party and the institution's administrative head. However, the Constitution does not, and that is a big fat capital N-O-T, not, require the Speaker to be an incumbent member of the House of Representatives, although every speaker thus far has been. I repeat, does not require the speaker to be an incumbent member of the House of Representatives, meaning that anyone could be voted Speaker of the House. I think that's fascinating. Think about all of the people that you, or both sides, Republicans and Democrats, would consider stewards of immense character. And there are some out there, right? There are some folks I think that everybody could get behind, at least to a certain extent. Imagine if this House had the guts to eventually vote in somebody who's not even political. Or if they're political, they're agnostically political, not having allegiance to one party or another. Can you imagine what potentially could get done in a House of Representatives scenario if, in fact, they were willing to go outside the box and bring somebody else in. Now, the Republicans are never going to go for it because they have the power right now, and they're going to put somebody in there that they think furthers their agenda. But think about the infinite number of possibilities, including, but not limited to, Donald Trump. Maybe Wayne Allen Root would be a great Speaker of the House. Tulsi Gabbard comes to my mind. Former football player. Maybe the closest thing we have to a real-life Jesus walking around today. Can I get an amen? Tim Tebow. Maybe would be a potential possibility for Speaker of the House. I know it's not going to happen. I know it's in my wild imagination to even dream it. But imagine a House of Representatives led by someone without a political agenda, without a narrative that really is only looking out for the will of the people. Yes, the Democrats have had control of that for the past couple of years, and it's been, in my estimation, a flat-out disaster. And it flips back and forth. For a few years, one party has it. Then a few years, another party has it. Back and forth it goes. Back and forth. And yet, in all that time, how much has really gotten done? How many freedoms, how much more freedom do you enjoy now than you did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago? I feel like we're less free today than we were at any time in the history of this country. So as Nancy Pelosi, the very first woman elected speaker and the very first woman to lead a major political party, is ushered off into the twilight of her career, ushered off into the sunset. Listen, I'm not a fan of Nancy Pelosi. I think she's been condescending, and I think she's been, in some cases, diabolical and brutal. And when she did rip up the president's speech behind him, or gave him those seal claps, the sarcastic seal claps, that was about as low as a speaker could go. But there are some people out there who think that she's the greatest speaker in the history of mankind, but she's being put out to pasture. And she's very polarizing and very partisan. And maybe it's time for our legislators to put on the big boy pants and actually bring on someone who is completely nonpartisan, someone who just wants the will of the people to reign, not an objective of a particular party. As much as I may align myself with the Republican Party, I can certainly point to dozens of examples when they have let me down over and over and over again. And yes, clearly I am diabolically opposed to most of the positions taken by the Democrat Party. So why not something different? Why not someone different? Why not thinking outside the box? Why not using your imagination to come up with someone to lead? By the way, just in case you were wondering, the speaker actually is third in line for the president of the United States, right behind the vice president. So if something were to happen to the illustrious Joe Biden, and by God, something horrible were to happen to Kamala Harris, well, the speaker would be up next to run things and run the country. By the way, I'll throw myself into the mix. I'm of age. I feel like I'm a pretty smart guy most of the time. I feel like I'm a pretty darn good leader. So if Wayne doesn't want the job, and Trump doesn't want the job, and Tebow doesn't want the job, and some of the others don't want the job, I'll take it. I'd be a damn good Speaker of the House. I'd be able to bring people together. I wouldn't turn my back on the other party, no matter how stupid or silly or moronic their proposals might be. I would figure out a way to get to points of compromise on issues, key issues, that actually are very important to Americans. And we would have resolutions and solutions to things that have bothered us and plagued us as a nation for decades. So out with the old. Out with the really old. And in with the new, although maybe I'm not so new. I'm not new. There's no new car scent that comes with yours truly. But, and I know it's not going to happen, and I know I'm being sort of tongue-in-cheek sarcastic, and I get it, but maybe instead of the same old, maybe instead of the $3,000 three-piece suit, lobbyist indentured sort of personalities that are put into some of these positions, how about getting somebody who isn't all that concerned with feathering their own nest? Yes! Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts, absolutely. People are greedy. I'm no better than anybody else, but I can rest assure you, I promise you, I'd put the country before myself every single time. And I am not confident that there's anybody slinking around the hallowed halls of Washington that can say the same. Yep. So it's not going to happen. I get it. And they'll probably put in same old, old school. But a man can dream. Yes, I can dream. All right. Listen, I've got a good hour in store for you. We will hear from our regular. At least I try to get him on as much as I can. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. We'll chat with him in a couple minutes. Then there's a former FBI agent that I'm going to bring on. He spent 30 years in the trenches as he's written a book, which is not all that flattering towards the FBI. We'll get to him in just a little while as well. All of that is coming up right here on The Big Show. Once again, it's a Friday. On Fridays, Wayne comes in after the first hour is completed. My name is Lee Elsie. Finding out more about me is easyleeelsie.com. Please email me. Love to go back and forth with some of the great folks across the entire country. Lee Elsie Radio at gmail.com. I'll try to respond as quick as I can. Christopher, again, down in Dallas, Texas, making it all go. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, teach them they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, manufactured by a uniquely all-American company with their own patented and proprietary formulations at a much better price. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Leave your information, and one of my friends will contact you with all the details on how you and your family can support this conservative cause and get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETFs minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All righty then, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And again, Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie, and I do try to bring this gentleman on whenever I can. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. You can find out more about him at heritage.org. So, Stephen, let's start with this insanity in China.
I mean, the last time we had really big protests, you know, was Tiananmen Square, and they kind of ran those people over with tanks. This is pretty darned amazing. And interestingly, you know, it's coming at the same time they did this. They locked a bunch of Uyghurs who are ethnic Muslims that live in China. They are an oppressed minority in the Chinese system. And they, you know, they locked these folks in their apartment building, and then the buildings burned down. Now, nobody's saying that the Chinese deliberately set the fire, but the people couldn't get out because they were locked in their apartment. So, you know, lots and lots of people perished because of this. So it's not just the horror of we're going to lock you in until you either die or you're healthy. You know, and if you run out of food, you're on your own.
Right.
But what happens when there's some sort of emergency that you're supposed to be able to get out and you can't? So it's horrific. This is what when you have complete power in a government, what it leads to. And I hope there's people in the United States who look at that, especially those who said, oh, China's a good model for us to follow, you know, during a pandemic. No, they're not. They are an autocracy. They are a dictatorship. They are bad people in power. And we shouldn't be following their model in any way, shape, or form.
Early this morning, I was talking about, you know, tyrannical government. For me, that's the most important part about the Second Amendment. And I said, listen, this is what separates this nation from others, is the idea that you can actually not only defend yourself, but you can also
rebel against a tyrannical government. They don't have that opportunity in China, and thus they have their doors welded shut if they have COVID. And like you had said, they die in cases like that. They starve to death or they burn to death. It's a horrible setting. And it's happening now, and this is not 100 years ago, Stephen. This is now.
Yeah, and that's incredibly frightening, because the Chinese know, even though they have pretty rigid control over the media and what gets out and what people know outside of China, they know some of it gets out, and they're doing this anyway because they don't care. They could care less if the world protests. They could care less if the world says, you know, you have to stop this, because they know economically they've got everybody right where they want them. They know they're too intertwined with the world economic system for anybody to just boot them out. And so they don't care. And they're going to keep doing it. You know, to them, it's like, these are our people. We can do whatever we choose to do. And nobody has any ability to say anything about it. And that's who we're dealing with.
All right, switching from that, moving to Ukraine real quick. So power being the focus of now, Russia going to cut the power. Any thoughts on this and how you can combat this?
Well, this is the logical conclusion to allowing Vladimir Putin to have this kind of lever on the energy resources that are required in Europe. We were moving in the direction of freeing our European friends and allies from dependence on Russia. And the present administration, and I'm not trying to be partisan here, but these guys, the decisions they made, the Biden administration has made based on their desire to follow the ridiculous green agenda, has left Europe completely at the mercy of a man like Vladimir Putin, who, you know, I'm sure in their heads they say, well, he'll never use this against these people. That would just be terrible. Excuse me? You really didn't think that, given the requirement that Vladimir Putin wouldn't cut off their energy supplies going into winter? Well, then you're pretty delusional.
Right.
Because that's exactly what he's doing. And you're right. People are going to die. Children will die. Old people will die.
People who consider themselves experts in this area would be astonished that they would cut the power off. This is a guy who has went out of his way to bomb apartment buildings and playgrounds. The idea of him cutting off the power to have people starve or freeze to death, of course he's going to do that. He doesn't care about, you know, the civilians. We know that for a fact.
Yeah, you're 100% right. He has shown over and over again the willingness to, you know, do the most horrific things possible. And not care.
All right, Stephen, I got to run out of time. Thanks for all the info as well. Stephen Bucci, once again, Heritage Foundation. Quick break, we'll come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about a Govix.
Orgovyx Relugolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The November jobs report is stronger than expected, with 263,000 jobs added, but unemployment is holding steady at just below 4%. Appearing on Fox Business, Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh says Congress should address immigration.
I think the biggest threat to our economy is that we don't have a good, strong immigration policy. We're so focused, some people are so focused on the southern border, and that's really not the issue. The issue of immigration is how do we make sure that companies and businesses have the opportunity to employ people.
Cryptocurrency company FTX is looking at even more issues after filing for bankruptcy. The Department of Justice is asking for the appointment of an independent examiner in the case. They want that person to look at substantial and serious allegations of fraud, dishonesty, along with incompetence. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wayne L. Roots, the Roots on fire.
GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're a conservative warrior, if you're a Christian patriot, if you love America, it's time for you to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. All the products are made in America at the highest quality, at the best prices found anywhere in the world, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price. Healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-American company, and you get to save a fortune on all the same products you already use at home. All the products you use, all the products you want, all the products you need at GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American-loving, patriotic, conservative, made-in-the-USA company, GreatPatriotStore.com.
All right, everyone, welcome back. So a very special guest is joining me right now. We have talked at length about the FBI. For the longest time, we had always taken the side of law enforcement, and we still take the side of law enforcement more often than not, but the FBI has been involved, if you will, in scandals, or their reputation certainly has been sullied here in the last decade plus. And joining me right now is Thomas Baker, 33-year-old veteran of the FBI Special Agents. Again, he's got a new book out, The Fall of the FBI, How a Once Great Agency Became a Threat to Democracy, and his book is out. We'll tell you how you can get that in just a bit. So give me an idea. You're an FBI special agent. If you don't mind, I mean, that can mean a lot of different things. What did it mean to you?
Okay, well, I was in the FBI for 33 years, and I was in a variety of investigative and management positions over that time. I was in the Washington field office, which becomes crucial to some of these stories and incidents here. I was in headquarters working directly for Judge Webster when he was director and Louis Free when he was director. And my last assignment, I was overseas as a legal attaché at the American Embassy in Paris, France.
All right, so were you out there chasing bad guys every day, or were you more...
Well, I did chasing bad guys, and then I supervised other people chasing bad guys.
Right.
And since I retired from the FBI, I've stayed in very close contact with them and very engaged with them. I was a consultant to several projects that they had going here for the past several years.
Okay. All right. And as I'm looking through some of the notes here, and again, I haven't gotten a chance to read the book, but it does sound fascinating. I mean, just the idea that you go back all the way to the assassination of Martin Luther King. Can you tell me what that was like?
Yes, that was I was a brand new agent in my first office, which was Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. King was murdered, and it just so happened that his brother, his only brother, A.B. King, was in Jacksonville, and he was going to organize a mourners' march, which he did. And I used this incident to show how guidelines were finally put in for the FBI in the reforms in the late 70s. After the Pike and Church Commission. So we were told to monitor the march, and we didn't know what it meant. Were we supposed to protect these people? We were supposed to spy on them. We didn't know quite what we were doing. There were no Attorney General guidelines then. And lo and behold, minutes before the Mourners March happened, we found out that the Klan, the Ku Klux Klan, were having a march, and their march was going to be come right down beside the federal building where our office was. So myself and a half a dozen others were dispatched there, explained this in the book. And it was a bit of a scuffle, and one of the agents, an older agent, got in a fisticuff with one of the Klansmen. Mm. And I was involved in arresting the Klansmen for assaulting a federal officer. And there were a lot of lessons learned from that. But it was a very tense time in America. And fortunately, talk about state and local police, the Jacksonville City Police were filming this march and later made the film available, which shows clearly that the Klansmen threw the first punch.
Huh.
That became crucial in the trial.
Talk about an explosive time in the country. What was it like in the United States right after Martin Luther King got assassinated?
Well, I was in the field then. I was in the Jacksonville field office in northern Florida, right. And he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. There were riots all over the country immediately after that, and the worst of the riots were in Washington, D.C. They got within several blocks of the White House. Several people were killed. A lot of property was destroyed. So naturally, everybody in the national leadership was very concerned and wanted the FBI to, quote-unquote, cover any demonstration. Mm. The point I try and make in the book is we didn't have clear guidelines then, which we now have, and how important it was, the reforms, just one example that came after the Church and Pike Committee, and perhaps today, with the shenanigans that have happened and been exposed over the past several years, perhaps the Congress needs to have another commission, another committees like the Pike and Church Commission to introduce some new reforms.
Yeah, let's get into that a little bit, the shenanigans, as you put it. So during your time, 33 years again with the FBI, and one more time we're talking with Thomas J. Baker, a 33-year FBI insider. He's got a book out right now, The Fall of the FBI, How a Once Great Agency Became a Threat to Democracy. When did it start to go off the rails, Thomas? I mean, in the beginning, I get the sense that you're pretty proud for what you did. Towards the end, was it the same?
No, it's become today, and I've talked to numerous other people about this, and we all share the same. It's actually very sad what has happened. I will say that it's sad. But I think the problems began with a change in culture, and that's what I see the problem being, not just a few bad actors, but a change in culture. And I think that happened under Robert Mueller when he was director. He became director just a few days before the September 11th attacks, and which happened on a Tuesday, September 11th. And on that Saturday, September 15th, he was summoned to meet with the president, George W. Bush, and at the president's retreat in Camp David in the woods in Maryland. And he presented the FBI report in 3.5 days, the 3.5 days between Tuesday and the Saturday morning. The FBI had done what it does best, investigate. They identified all 19 hijackers, their associations, their credit cards, the rental cars they used, everything about them. Mueller presented that report expecting a lot of praise. And George W. Bush simply said to him, I don't care about that. I only want to know how you're going to prevent the next one. Later that morning, George Tenet, who was then the director of the CIA, presented a plan of action going forward. Bush, and there's a lot of documentation for this. Bush said, that's great. He turned to Mueller and said, that's what I like to hear. Mueller was humiliated, and Mueller personally told me this, and he told groups several times. He was humiliated. He then determined to set about changing the FBI's culture. Mm. And that's the word he used, culture. He was going to change it from a law enforcement organization to an intelligence organization.
So how are we letting this happen? How are we letting this metamorphosis happen in front of our eyes? I've watched now, in reference to January 6th, I've watched Congress folks and senators question FBI heads and FBI leadership about whether or not there were actually bad actors involved in this and whether or not they were essentially ordered to be part of the disruption, and you get no answers. And then what happens is, I guess we conveniently forget as a society, we have a short memory, it just spirals out of control.
Well, you've summarized it correctly, Lee. What a key is here is the change in culture that allowed this to happen. A law enforcement agency, when it's working right, people in it, the agents or the police officers, consciously or unconsciously, they have a certain mindset. They're working towards the day when they're going to have to stand up in court or stand up before a judge or a jury, raise their right hand and swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, as opposed to an intelligence agency which literally deals in deception, deceit, and lies. And their product, at the end of the day, is an estimate. They call it an intelligence estimate, or we would call it a best guess. And guesses aren't allowed in the court.
Right.
So changing the culture, it made it easier for people to shade the truth, and that's what's happened. And what the correction has to be to change the culture back again.
Is it too late?
It may be. Sadly, it may be. The first thing is you have to recognize the problem. And unfortunately, Director Ray and other people have said numerous times over the past couple of years that the miscreants, the malefactors, the bad people are gone. The first crew, as you probably know all the names, Comey, McCabe, and Strzok, they're all gone. And even most recently, the ASAC in Washington Fields, who deep-sixed and deceived Congress and others about the Hunter Biden matter, he's been allowed to walk out the door. And the response we often get is, well, the bad people are gone, the bad apples are gone. But they haven't, it doesn't seem that they've come to recognize that there's an underlying problem why these bad apples keep coming to the surface.
Well, what is that problem?
The problem is the culture.
Culture. All right.
To correct the culture, the first thing you have to do, and there's textbooks about changing culture in the corporate world, you have to recognize the problem and acknowledge it.
Yeah. Thomas J. Baker, 33 years of experience with the FBI as a special agent, has got a brand new book out, The Fall of the FBI, How a Once Great Agency Became a Threat to Democracy. Thomas, hang in there. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Alaroot for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a 3-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
His name is Thomas Baker, and he is a former FBI agent, special agent. He's got a book out, The Fall of the FBI, How a Once Great Agency Became a Threat to Democracy. All right, so one of the arguments that's always presented whenever we're having these conversations is it's the upper echelon that's the ones that are corrupt, the ones that are sideways. The boots on the ground FBI are great. They're fantastic. I get the feeling you don't necessarily agree with that.
No, I halfway agree with it. There's a lot of truth in that. There's a lot of people who have been very upset. I've talked to many of them. And as the congressmen and senators are telling us, there's a lot of whistleblowers coming forward now. But the fact is an environment's been created where cutting corners is allowed and encouraged to please political masters. That's a sure sign of an intelligence agency. One of the most flagrant and clear-cut things about this were the FISA warrants. As you may recall, there were four FISA warrants issued against an American, a U.S. citizen, Carter Page. And in every one of them, there was deceit. The Inspector General ruled two of them out completely, but in all of them, they were based on false information, the fabricated Steele dossier, among other things. That kind of behavior just was unknown in the old law enforcement-type agency of the FBI.
Right. And it's one after another, too. As you start to dig into this, you don't realize how many of these types of issues the FBI has been involved with right up into this last one where Biden used essentially the Gestapo, the Trump raid. I mean, how did that come about? I mean, what was the reasoning behind that in your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, like so many other things, a lot of what happened, not all of it, but a lot of it was technically legal. And I'm inclined to believe, or I suspect, that when the affidavits for that raid in Mar-a-Lago, the search warrant there, comes out, there will be enough probable cause to have justified the search warrant. But that's not the issue. Because something is legal, it doesn't make it right.
Right.
And that was an abuse of authority to execute a raid on the home of a former president and a presidential candidate, like so much else that's come to the surface, and the unmaskings of General Flynn and other individuals, the people who did it actually had the authority to do it, but it was an abuse. And once again, the abuses come about because of the bad culture.
Thomas Baker is his name. His book is The Fall of the FBI, How a Once Great Agency Became a Threat to Democracy. We're chatting with him about a number of different points within the book. I'm looking at things, too, not to make this too political, but there's a poll out by the McCourtney Institute for Democracy. This is staggering. This is such a difference, and maybe you can explain to me why this is. Democrats, 67% of Democrats still trust the FBI compared to 39% of Republicans. That's right there is very telling, don't you think?
It is, and it's unfortunate because I would hope that any reforms that the new House of Representatives tries to initiate would be bipartisan, but that indicates in this day and age that's less likely to happen. The fact is these abuses potentially threaten people on the left as well as people on the right, and the just like back in the late 70s when we had the reforms of the Church Committee and the Pike Committee, they were bipartisan, and that's what needs to happen now.
Right. So writing a book like this, how do the other members of the FBI, your fraternity, how do they treat you? How do they feel about this?
Well, that's very interesting. There are two or three people who are very much opposed to what I've done and take shots at me online and personally. But I would say the feedback I get is 10 to 1, if not 20 to 1, among the former agents, very much supportive of what I'm doing, very much supportive of what I'm doing. And there's a number of people in the FBI at several different levels who are also very much supportive of what I'm doing.
One more thing before we run out of time. I see here in the notes that you were actually the first agent on the scene when Ronald Reagan was shot, right?
Yes, that's a chapter in the book.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, tell me what that was like. That had to be like chaos on steroids, right?
It was a very chaotic scene initially. Fortunately, I was the assistant agent in charge of the Washington field at that time. We had very good relationship with the Secret Service and with the Washington Metropolitan Police,
right.
And that helped the entire thing to go very smoothly. But it was chaotic at first, because at first we, of course, didn't know that it was the work of a single mentally disturbed individual. It was a crisis situation for those first few hours.
All right. Fascinating. Where can people get this book? It sounds like a great read, sir.
It's available on Amazon now for pre-order, and the books will be shipped on December 6th, but people can go to Amazon.com to get the book. They can also go to my website, Thomas J. Baker Book, to find out more about the book.
All right, Thomas.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is what the subtitle is about.
Thomas J. Baker, 33 years of experience with the FBI as a special agent, has got a brand new book out, The Fall of the FBI, How a Once Great Agency Became a Threat to Democracy. Thomas, I'm completely out of time. Thank you for your patriotism. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your book. Wayne is next. Keep it here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
2-1.